This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. I recently asked my mother if she ever felt hurt on our behalf when my siblings or I had our feelings wounded. I told her I honestly didn't recall her being particularly involved or, frankly, all that interested in our childhood heartaches. She told me of course she'd felt it keenly. There was even one little girl she never liked again because she'd been particularly mean to me. But my mother never let me know that. She said she figured it was better not to make a big thing of every slight and instead to encourage us to learn to cope with and get over life's small cruelties. My mother was not lacking in empathy. She was just lacking in drama. She also wasn't operating under the illusion that I was some fragile hothouse flower ready to crumble at the slightest mistreatment. She figured I was resilient, and if I wasn't, I better learn to be. I'm not sure we do this for our kids anymore. Speaking for myself, I feel it deeply when one of my girls is hurt, and though it is inevitable that sometimes even their friends will hurt them, I wish to heaven I could spare them. Most parents feel the same, I imagine. But maybe we should just get over it. First of all, I don't think kids are meaner today. They may have new, modernized ways of being mean, but I don't think kids themselves have changed. If anything, attitudes toward bullying are much more enlightened than our forebears, and bullying is far less tolerated than it used to be. But kids, like the rest of us, have bad moods. They forget their manners. They speak without thinking. They feel envy or annoyance. They say what they shouldn't. For the record, mine too. And if you're a parent and you think your kid is never the one saying the mean or thoughtless thing, well, go away. But maybe we don't need to get so worked up when meanness happens to our kid, or even when our child is the culprit. Most of us are able to forgive ourselves for a lapse in manners, and we certainly forgive our friends for being occasionally inconsiderate. When something similar happens to our children, it seems like Gen X parents, myself included, are inclined to talk it out. We try to get to the bottom of the misunderstanding and sometimes even go so far as to speak to the other parent about our children's conflict. Would your mother have done that? Are we doing our children any favors by doing that? By empathizing too enthusiastically, are we raising people who will be ill-prepared for a world that can't or won't always consider their feelings? By always taking their sides in childhood spats or worse, in a disagreement with a teacher, are we creating inflexible narcissists? Are we raising a generation of adults who will feel entitled to a world in which their feelings are never hurt and incapable of coping with it when they inevitably are? And if we are unable to recognize our own children's capacity for unkindness, isn't that a greater tragedy than our child's temporarily bruised heart? In a study conducted by the Harvard Graduate School of Education, children were 3 times more likely to agree than disagree with the following statement. My parents are prouder if I get good grades in my classes than if I'm a caring community member in class and school. The study found that kids believe their achievements are what make their parents proud, not their kindness. So our generation may have an admirable zero-tolerance policy to bullying, but we aren't doing such a good job of raising community-minded kids. Gen X is certainly not a generation of bad parents. We are doing a lot of things right. But maybe we could do this better. Instead of reacting with outrage when someone hurts our kids, we should calmly, repeatedly let our kids know that sometimes they will be hurt, and sometimes they will hurt others, and it isn't the end of the world. Let our kids know that sometimes they will be hurt, and sometimes they will hurt others, and it isn't the end of the world. We must teach them how to make a sincere apology and how to accept one with a forgiving heart. We need to remind them that their feelings aren't more important than anyone else's. We need to help them develop a certain degree of toughness and resiliency. Most importantly, we need them to know we value empathy, kindness, and compassion above all else. If each of us does our part to raise kind, decent people, maybe our own beloved sons and daughters will in turn be met with more kindness and decency, and the armor with which we have equipped them will grow rusty with disuse. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. For Gen X, this is Jennifer Martin. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world.